Hello, welcome to an episode of Messy Magic. Thank you for pressing play and being with me here today. I'm your host, Dee Guy, and I'm out for a walk at the moment, as you can probably tell, in the beautiful nature reserve that I'm so blessed to have access to. And today's episode is a take three on a topic that I've tried to record now a couple of times. The first one was a few days ago, and I recorded a whole episode, and then I wasn't happy with the wind feedback, so unfortunately I decided not to publish that one. I tried it again in the last couple of days, but I just wasn't feeling it, so I didn't even try. And so here we are, hopefully third time lucky. And hopefully at the moment you can still hear the nature sounds in the background without wind. There's not a lot of wind today, and I am protected because I'm surrounded by trees, which is absolutely beautiful. It's one of my favorite places to come. And as I sort of think about that, I've actually been learning a little bit lately about the physical impact that nature has on us. And there's actually like quite a bit of sound research now, and studies that are proving that when we spend time in nature, it has not just kind of the obvious effects on making us feel more relaxed and more grounded, but there are legitimate physical benefits in terms of lowering blood pressure and increasing, I don't know if this is right, but I think it's something to do with white blood cells, like our immune system, basically. Anyway, it's really fascinating, like, to me anyway, that like there's actual scientific evidence. But that's not what this is about, this episode. I wanted to do an episode about an experience that I had last week with a coaching session that I received, because if you've been listening to this podcast for a little while, you would have heard me talk briefly about the coaching modality that I've been learning, and I just wanted to share a personal experience in case you were interested to hear more about what that feels like, what it's like to receive and be supported, and what kind of a difference it can make in your life. Because if you're anything like me, or like I was sort of 18 months ago, you might know a bit about coaching. You may have even been coached before, and maybe you've heard of it, but you don't really think there's any value in it. And I got to tell you, like, there's so many different types and so many different ways in which coaching can support your life. And what I'm learning about, and what I'm planning to launch with my new business, my upcoming business, is supporting women in getting back into their bodies and kind of letting go of that over-analytical mind that so many of us have, like this kind of either voice in our head and or just overthinking things, overanalyzing things, and learning to tune back in to this beautiful body that we were given, that we inhabit while we're here on earth, and kind of start to sensitize to the messages that she has for us. And they are many and varied, and it's a beautiful thing. And so anyway, without dithering on for too long about that, I wanted to tell you about this experience that I had as one example of something that can happen during coaching. So I have been giving and receiving coaching now for several months, and I came to this particular session with a few feelings that were going on. One situation that I had experienced. And basically I was just kind of not feeling settled, grounded. I was feeling a whole lot of different emotions, and I couldn't really pin down what was going on. I just didn't feel right, if that makes sense. And so the one example that I gave was an event that I had been to in the last couple of days before the session, where I just felt like an outsider. I felt like there were lots of people there, and I felt like they all knew each other, and I felt like, oh, hi, Willie. Willie Wagtail. Yeah, I just felt like I didn't belong in a way, and I wanted to. I wanted to kind of have this connection with people that they all seem to have with each other. And this is completely vulnerable, you know, sharing this on my podcast. But this is what was going on for me, and it kind of brought to the surface, I guess, some feelings that maybe had been wanting to come up around feeling like I wanted connections with people, and feeling like we've lived here now for almost 3 years, and I don't know, I just felt like I didn't have any friends, which is not to discount the friendships that I do have here. And if any of my friends are listening, please don't be offended. It's just the idea of fitting in, I suppose, in general, and having more connections than I already do. And so what happened was, normally like in those situations, I kind of go out of my way to make conversation and to meet new people, and like I do my best. And what happened though in this situation was I actually started to feel really frustrated and a bit angry that I should have to do that, that I've been doing that. I feel like I do that all the time and it just doesn't seem to be paying off. And so there was this part of me that like kind of shut down, which obviously wasn't ideal. And don't get me wrong, I still had conversations. I still spoke to people. I was still very friendly. I just didn't feel that kind of coming out of myself urge that I normally would, to push myself beyond what I normally would, what I felt comfortable doing. And so, like, talking about this now, it all feels very kind of logical, and looking back, I can like see what I was feeling, and I can talk about it without a lot of emotion. But during the coaching session, it really brought to the surface some stuff for me, and I got really emotional during the session. And the coach was so supportive, and so it's this beautiful blend of support and space. Like, the coach's role is to provide the structure of the session, the support in the session, and then give the client the space to experience what needs to be felt and seen and known, and then to come to her own wisdom through that process. And so what happened was, through the course of the session and by the end, I felt so much more grounded and so much more balanced than I had coming into the session. Like, if you remember at the start, I felt kind of mixed up. I felt unsettled, unsure, a bit confused, emotional, to be honest. Like, I kind of, at the start, I felt like, I feel like there's something here. There's something that I'm feeling, and I'm a little bit scared to feel it because I don't know what it's going to mean or what it's going to turn out to be. Which, I don't know about you, but to me, that's a scary feeling, like to know that there's something that I'm kind of not feeling fully. And then to to be willing and open and vulnerable to have those feelings and to find out what's on the other side of it. And for me, in this session, what was on the other side of it was this feeling of calm and peace and groundedness and just sincere authenticity. And I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but one of the things that came up for me was my podcast and how I feel sometimes like I need to phrase things in a certain way or say certain things that my audience, that my listeners can understand or will connect to. And I have this like kind of this I don't even know how to explain it, like this out of body analyzer that kind of watches over me and wants me to behave and speak in a certain way that's going to be accepted, and that people will accept and like, and you know, all the things about behaving in a certain way, putting ourselves forward in a certain way where people are going to like us. And so I always wanted this podcast to be about authenticity and genuine stories and vulnerability around the mess of life and the fact that there is magic down underneath that mess or in the middle of it or whatever. Like, there are things that happen in life that are uncomfortable, sad, painful, or just disorganized and cluttered. But if we allow ourselves, we can find those little gems of magic. And so my podcast came up during the session. And so what I ended up kind of deciding in that moment was that I was going to be conscious of any like pretense that was coming up during my recordings. And so I'm very aware of that right now. Like, and as I speak, I feel like what I'm using right now is my real voice. I am talking as though no one is listening. And who knows, maybe no one is. If I publish this, no one might even listen to this. So if you are listening, thank you again for being here. But yeah, like I want this podcast to feel like it's a voice note to a friend. And I know that this type of, this style is not all that common. In fact, I haven't heard any other podcasts that are like this. So I know that it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And again, that's fine, you know, like, you've probably heard this before, but there are going to be people that don't agree with you, don't like you for whatever reason, or just aren't the same style as you. And that's okay. In fact, it's a good thing, because if that's the case, then it means that you're being something, like you're saying something, as opposed to kind of staying in the shadows and saying nothing and being nothing and hoping that people like you and accept you, everyone, you know, instead of kind of standing for something or saying something and risking that there'll be people who don't like it or don't agree or just feel apathetic towards it. And so one of the other things that came up was I was like, I knew that I was having these beautiful grounded feelings and I felt really settled and really balanced, and towards the end of the session I said, you know, now I have this fear that I'm going to walk out of this session and these feelings are going to go away. Like, it's one thing to feel and realize things in a session, it's another thing to bring them into everyday life. But the magical thing that has happened is somehow since then I've been really aware of it, and I've still felt like maintained this, for the most part, this feeling of settledness and groundedness and balance. It may also have something to do with the moon, bearing in mind this, all of this was happening around the full moon in Libra. And so it was about like relationships and the idea of balance. And I didn't actually know those were the themes of the moon until after all of this had happened. So that was kind of appropriate if you're into the moon and astrology. But yeah, I think it like that probably helped doing it around that time. But the biggest thing I think was the fact that this coaching is about embodiment, and it's about bringing feelings into the body, because we can think about things and analyze things and decide things in our mind. But if the body is not on board with that message, it doesn't always stick because the body is a whole system of intelligence on its own. And that's one of the beautiful things I love about this coaching modality. So yeah, I hope that kind of explains a little bit. I know I haven't really talked about the specifics of how the coaching works and what the details are and stuff, but I hope it gives you a bit of an idea of what the experience is like. I will also mention that it's about, because it is based on the body, there is a lot of time during a session where you have your eyes closed and you're actually turning inward and you're listening to the coach's prompt, but then you're inquiring within, like, what am I feeling emotionally, or what am I sensing physically in my body, kind of what's going on internally, and just sinking into that and not avoiding it, not pushing it away. And if it feels unsafe, then that's okay too, and we just dip our toe in, or we see what it feels like to step around the edges of it. We never go anywhere that feels unsafe or truly unsettled. But it is so beautiful, and I love receiving coaching. I love giving it. I try to receive every week, and when I don't now, I really notice it, because I feel like this is a space where I can come to and I can have my experience, and it's that time that is set aside just for me, by myself and by my coach. And it's just so soul nourishing to have that time and to kind of allow yourself to feel things that have been wanting to be felt, to experience and know things that maybe you've been skirting around the edges of or just ignoring completely. And again, it can be used for specific goals that you have in mind, or it can just be like whatever's going on for you today, which is what happened with me last week. I hope this is helpful. I realize it's a pretty long podcast today, so if you've made it all this way to the end, or long for me, I thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It really means a lot to me. If there's any episodes that you think a friend could benefit from, please feel free to send it to them. Don't forget to subscribe as well, so that you hear about upcoming or new episodes. And if you really like something, I'd love to see a rating and review either on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah. And you can always email me as well, hello@messymagic.co. I do have an Instagram. It's not very active at the moment, but if you want to check that out, it's @_messymagic, all one word. And yeah, I'm going to leave it there for today, but I hope you are well. I'll be with you again soon. And in the meantime, have a magical day.